This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Hello, I'm Anna Jones, and today we're looking at the continuing popularity of the Harry Potter books written by the British author J.K. Rowling. The characters of the trainee wizards Harry Potter and his two friends Ron and Hermione have appealed to adults and children all over the world. We asked Jo Jacobs, a children's librarian who works near London, just how popular she thinks the books are. Well, as you'll hear in a moment, she tells us that the books have captured the imagination of their readers. The phrase, to capture the imagination, means to become very interested and excited by something. And in this case, children and adults have got very interested and excited by all of the Harry Potter books.
I think J.K. Rowling just really captured the imagination. Every boy and girl would like to go to Hogwarts and learn how to do magic, and adults too. And it's just really fun, well-written and exciting.
Jo says J.K. Rowling has captured the imagination of every boy and girl. They would all like to go to Hogwarts, the school where Harry and his friends are learning all about magic and how to become wizards. Jo adds that the books are also very well written and exciting. She explains what happens at the bookshops each time a new book in the Harry Potter series is published. What time does she say the bookshops open?
Bookshops open at midnight, especially to launch the book with special events, and children dress up as wizards, and there's special story times and magic events going on, and they just can't wait to get the copy of the book, so they start reading it at midnight. I'm one of the people who goes at midnight and buys the book and reads it quickly in a day, because they're real page turners, very exciting books. I'm a big fan.
Jo says that the bookshops open at midnight, a time of night that's also known as the witching hour, the hour or time of night that legend says witches are supposed to be around. So the bookshops open at midnight to launch the new Harry Potter book. The verb to launch refers to an event to celebrate or introduce something new. In this case, the events at the bookshop launch the new Harry Potter book. At the launch, children dress up as wizards. They put on clothes that wizards wear, such as pointed black hats, black cloaks, and they carry wands. Everyone gets into the theme of wizards and magic, and Jo says that the children just can't wait to get a copy of the book. If you can't wait to do something, then you can hardly wait and are very excited and eager to do it. Jo says that she also goes to the launches at the bookshops because she loves reading the books. What's the expression she uses, which means that the books are so exciting you have to read them quickly? Here's Jo again.
I'm one of the people who goes at midnight and buys the book and reads it quickly in a day, because they're real page turners, very exciting books. I'm a big fan.
Well, the expression that Jo uses, which describes books that are so exciting that you have to read them quickly, is page turners. She says the Harry Potter books are real page turners. She also describes herself as a fan of the books. A fan is someone who admires and supports somebody or something, such as a person, sport, or team. And Jo is a real fan of the Harry Potter books.
BBC Learning English.
But what about the size of the book? Most of them have hundreds of pages. They are very long. They're huge. Jo says that most children who go to her library look for thinner ones to read. Does that mean they don't choose the longer Harry Potter ones? What does Jo say?
A lot of children, when choosing a book, do look for the thinner ones, but with Harry Potter it's different, and it's great to see them reading huge books and really enjoying it. And I think Harry Potter has really encouraged children to read generally. It's really been a great phenomenon. And it's great, it's big and thick and lots in there to get your teeth into.
Jo says that even though some of the Harry Potter books are very long, the children at her library still read them. She describes them as a great phenomenon. A phenomenon is something or someone who is extremely successful. She says the books are long, but there's lots in them to get your teeth into. They're a very interesting and exciting read. Finally, I'll leave you with an adult's view of the books. She, like Jo, is a big fan and describes the books as exciting, excellent writing, fast-moving, very good and very clever. And she also likes the fact that Harry matures. He grows older in each book.
It's excellent writing. It's excellent story. It's very exciting. It gets right down to the children's level. I like the fact that it's fast moving. It's exciting. And he matures with the book, which I think is very good. Very clever.
Well, I'm off to read them myself now.
BBC Learning English.com.